Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. I'm your host, Amy Ravel, and we are in our 101 series. We're going through everybody's home, room by room, kind of doing a decluttering like checklist. How much can I declutter? And I'm giving you organizing hacks and cheat sheet of how can you organize your spaces better. We've done bedrooms and kitchens and bathrooms and laundries and toys and a kind of living rooms. Today we're talking about the home office. So if you don't have a home office, don't tune out, because this is perhaps like that space where you keep your admin-y stuff. It might be the space where you've got paperwork or you've got stationery or you've got your printer or printer paper or labels, or it might be somewhere in the house that you're keeping like the scissors or your USB sticks or the laptops live. It's all of that kind of admin-y center of your home. For our house, Cal and I both have home offices because we both work from home quite a lot. My office is not really an office. It's just like part of a front room at our house. And then lucky Cal has his own office with a door, and we're currently in the process of building him a pod that he's going to have an outside office. So that's exciting. What it means though is that there's often two places in our house that our home office-y stuff lives. So I'm going to go through the kind of decluttering checklist with you and talk about your home office or your admin space, or you might even be looking at your work office and going, yeah, actually, guilty as charged, I need to declutter that space. And I'm going to not pull any punches today, because I am blown away by how much stuff people keep in their home offices that they absolutely do not need to. And the reason we have so much of that stuff in our homes is because over the years, you've probably needed it. You've probably needed sticky notes and folders for paperwork and those clear packet, what are they called? Like you put your papers in, like clear plastic sleeves, hard drives and printers and scanners. And it might even be something as simple as a letter holder or inspirational quotes, notebooks that you've got from free events and note cards or mantra cards, all of this stuff that you've probably used over time. Like, how many times in your life have you used Blue Tack, but how many times in the last 12 months have you needed Blue Tack? And so I'm going to encourage you to try as much as you can to embrace minimalism when it comes to your home office. That's something that Cal and I have done, and I don't regret a minute of it. I actually can't remember the last time that we needed something and didn't either have it or couldn't go quickly down to Coles or down to an Office Works and get it if we actually really needed it. And when I'm doing decluttering with clients in their home offices, we're just getting rid of so much stuff, and I love it. I love it so much. And there can be a real sense of fear sometimes when you're working in your home office and you're thinking, well, I can't get rid of that hard drive. What if I need it? But the reason you bought the hard drive was probably because someone told you that you need to keep everything on a hard drive and everything on your computer and blah, 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 blah. But that might have been before Google Drive or Dropbox and these kind of online cloud functions were so good. and maybe you just don't need it anymore. One of the challenges I find for a lot of people is you have USB sticks, you might have memory cards, you might have old laptops or even old hard drives. You might have old cameras and old phones because you're worried that there might actually be photos or files left on them. And so what I want to do is make this kind of your Auntie Amy is getting a bit cranky pants with you. Just go and turn it on and get the stuff off. And if you can't get, like, the laptop just won't turn on, maybe, just maybe, it's time to just recycle it and say goodbye and not worry about the photos or the files that might be on there. I have legitimately worked with clients who have floppy disks. So floppy disks were when I was, like, in high school. For those of you who are maybe under 35, they're like, what are they the size of? They're the size of maybe two phones put next to each other and about a tenth of the thickness. But what it was is that was our way of storing files. But basically you could just sort like a couple of Word documents on it. And generally speaking, when people are like, oh, but I don't know what's on here. I'm like, I know what's on there. It's your 1996 resume. You can let it go. Or it's your invitation for when you were, you know, turning 16 or 17. If you have floppy disks, you can just let those things go and go through your USBs. Get rid of the ones that you don't need. Get rid of the ones that only store like a couple of gig or maybe not even, maybe half a gig. Get rid of that stuff. Create some space. And once you like, yep, I've got checked that and I've downloaded all the important things off it, don't keep it just in case, because then you've still got the mental load of, oh, did I actually take the stuff off that? So I want you to just do a digital stock take and only keep what you're using. If you've got like backup laptops, which so many people do, be honest with yourself and either sell it or recycle it. And same with backup phones. When you get a new phone, just sell your old phone. Like that moment is the time when it is going to be worth the most on the secondhand market. And so don't wait for another 5 years and then think, oh, I've got this collection of old phones. Just let them go as you get a new one. Okay, so let's change tact and talk about stationery, because this is an area that I've struggled with, because my favorite shop used to be Officeworks. I used to love going to Officeworks and getting pretty things and matching things and color coordinated this and gel pens that. And I loved going and getting all of that and having things that matched. And what I realized is over the last probably 15, 20 years, people don't need stationery as much anymore. You don't need a whole lot of binders. You don't need a whole lot of in trays. So much of everything that we have now is digital. And I really want you to be ruthless when you're going through your stationery supplies. I want you to think about things like stamps, like, you know, stamps that you would like rubber stamp something, or sharpeners and erasers. Like if you have more than maybe one of those in your house, you probably don't need that many. Even glue sticks or tape or labels or even something like a scanner. Do you actually use a scanner anymore? Are you more likely to use a scanner app on your phone? Have a think about what you can get rid of. What about those pencils and pens that you don't actually like conference pens? They're usually pretty rubbish. If you've got favorite pens, just keep those and get rid of all other pens. Think about sticky tape and scissors and how much of this stuff do you need and how much are you just letting it clutter up your office, clutter up the drawers in your kitchen, take up space when you're not actually using it? Do you really need a full collection of gel pens now that you're no longer a 16-year-old girl? Do you really need Sharpies in every color when you only ever need one Sharpie at a time? Like, be ruthless and go through. You can often take most of this stuff to Officeworks and recycle it. They've got like big like boxes, a wall of boxes as you generally walk into a store, and you can recycle stuff like printer cartridges and pens and highlighters and laptops, and there's heaps of stuff you can recycle there. Another thing that is often a culprit in a home office is course notes and training booklets and catalogs. If you haven't referred to it in the last 12 months, I really want you to think about, can you let it go? Particularly if it's a course that you completed and it was like, you know, a 3-day training course. You got a booklet, you use the booklet at the time. Maybe you've taken on, you know, 5% of what you learned, which is about as much as you can expect to take on from any one conference or course or training that you do. You don't need to keep that booklet. You can let it go. Let go of any old catalogs. As much as I love IKEA, the amount of homes that I go into that have like the last 6 years of IKEA catalogs, I'm like, let them go. Those products maybe don't even exist anymore. The prices probably are not right. Find everything that you need online. And so getting rid of those things are going to create some space and reduce that mental load of thinking, oh, should I be keeping like my school? You know how some schools send out to the alumni, like still send out the school annual magazine? You don't have to keep all of those. Even if you want to read through it, but then get rid of those things because they're just taking up space. I'm going to do a whole episode on paperwork just to tackle that as a 101. It might be a bonus. It might be in a few months' time. But paperwork, you probably don't need 80% or more of the paperwork that you're keeping. And particularly if you're keeping that in a big bulky thing like a filing cabinet. So filing cabinets, I'm yet to find a home or an office, maybe not huge offices, but like a small business that actually needs a filing cabinet still. I'm yet to find one. Now, what I'm not suggesting is that you don't need paper. Sometimes you do have paperwork that you need to keep, but there's really simple ways of keeping that. If you're interested in finding out more about paperwork, because I'm not going to go into it too much today, is just jump into the show notes, have a look at my paperwork course, or you can just go theartofdecluttering.com.au/paperwork. Have a look for just $97. You can get my paperwork course that goes through what to do with every single piece of paper that is in your home or will ever come into your home. And so you can really reduce that down. What I would love you to do is have a look at your desk, have a look at your drawers, have a look at the cupboards and everything that's in your office, pull it out and gather like with like. So some of the thing categories that I have in our home is we have like stationery. So kids' school books, usually I buy them and then they're like, oh yeah, the teacher said they don't want us to use a book, they want us to use loose leaf. And so we've just got a small drawer of loose leaf and binder books that the kids can use for school. And so they kind of live together. So each year when the school book list comes out or when they're getting ready for an exam or they need more, it's just there for them. But I'm not keeping stuff they don't want to use, okay? You might want to also then look at one of the categories I love is fastening. And that's bulldog clips and it's paper clips and it's glue and tape. It's all of the things that staplers, like stuff that sticks other stuff, fastenings. And really think about it. Like, when was the last time you used an elastic band? I literally cannot think of the last time I used one or even a paperclip. Now, not every home is the same. You might be an avid user of paperclips and elastic bands, but maybe you never use a glue stick. Maybe you're like, yeah, maybe if I did a vision board, I might need one, but I'm not going to do a vision board. So think about how your home works. I don't think I've used a hole punch in probably 15 years, so I don't have one. Say, think about it. Do you have a hole punch, but you never need to hole punch anything? Like, be really practical. And one of the really big things as well is your tech. You're going to have cords and chargers and adapters and all of that stuff that probably is out of date or doesn't work quite as well or is duplicate or is a backup of a backup of a backup. So go through those. Recycle what you can and have your home office a space. Here's what you want out of your home office. You want it to be creative and productive. You don't want it to be cluttered. And when you declutter, it will help your mind to be more creative and it will help you to use your time more functionally and more efficiently. And that's what you want out of a home office space. You want to be able to find what you need when you need it, put it away well, but also to have a clear space where you can do the work that you need to do, clear it up so you don't feel like, you know, either at the office that it's always messy or at your home where you're like, oh, I really should close that door. So I hope it's been helpful. I would love to see some photos of your home offices. So jump over to the Facebook community, the Art of Decluttering community on Facebook. Just snap a photo and be like, hey, this is my space. Here's where I need help. What do other people do to keep their desk organized or multi-screens going or how do you set it up? Thank you. It has been great continuing through the 101 series with you. I really want to encourage you to actually go and do this stuff. Don't just go eat week by week and listening and downloading the stuff from the course page, which again, you can find in the show notes. so that you can download what I've been talking about today, but actually do it. That's where you're going to have the breakthrough. That's where you're going to go, this was worth it. I've implemented what I've learned. So until next week, when we're talking all things garage, have a great week and enjoy the freedom. I would like to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people who are the traditional custodians of the land this podcast is recorded on. I would also like to pay respects to their elders, both past and present, of the Kulin Nation, and extend that respect to other Indigenous Australians. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love you to rate and review the show on your podcast app. That will help others to find the Art of Decluttering podcast as well. If you'd like any more information, you can visit theartofdecluttering.com.au. And I would love to see you in my Facebook group. Just search the Art of Decluttering community on Facebook and join today. I hope that you have an incredible rest of your day and enjoy the freedom.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.